Blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. And they read, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask in the Father, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another." Amen for the word. Let's start off with that last verse. "These things I command you, that you love one another." Love one another. Those are words from Jesus. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Nothing around that. That's not up for debate. Jesus said, love one another. Now, verse 16. "You did not choose me," he says. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you." He chose us and he appointed us, that you should go and bear fruit. And he says that your fruit should remain. Your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. We're not servants. He doesn't call it. We're not servants. He doesn't call us servants. He calls us friends. Because he said in verse 15, "For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Let that give us joy, hope, and faith in the word of God. He's got us, and we're friends with him. But we got to do something. We got to love one another because he commanded us to. And remember, that's not up for debate. That's a command from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Tyron signing off.